Narrated Aisha. May Allah be pleased with her, mother of the believers. We, the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were all sitting with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and none of us had left. Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, came walking, and by Allah, her gait was very similar to that of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. When he saw her, he welcomed her, saying, "Welcome, O my daughter." Then he made her sit on his right or his left, confided something to her, whereupon she wept bitterly. When he noticed her sorrow, he confided something more to her for the second time, and she started laughing. Only I, from among the Prophet's wives, said to her, "O Fatima, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, selected you from amongst us for the secret talk, and still you weep?" When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up and went away, I asked her, "What did he confide to you?" She said, "I wouldn't disclose the secret of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, but when he, peace be upon him, died, I asked her, 'I beseech you earnestly by what right I have upon you to tell me that secret talk which the Prophet, peace be upon him, had with you.'" She said, "As you ask me now, yes, I will tell you." She informed me, saying, "When he talked to me secretly the first time, he said that Gabriel used to review the Quran with him once every year." He added, "But this year, he reviewed it with me twice, and therefore I think that my time of death has approached. So be afraid of Allah and be patient, for I am the best predecessor for you in the hereafter." Fatima added, "So I wept, as you, Aisha, witnessed. And when the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw me in this sorrowful state, he confided the second secret to me, saying, 'O Fatima, will you not be pleased that you will be the chief of all the believing women, or chief of the women of this nation, that is, my followers?'"